marking a major milestone for voting rights. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden is visiting Selma, Alabama today to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, when state troopers beat peaceful protesters marching against discrimination. The president's trip to Selma is his latest event aimed at underscoring his commitment to black voters, who remain a key constituency going into his expected 2024 reelection bid. There's one less possible contender for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination.
A crowded Republican field just got a little lighter when Maryland's former Governor Larry Hogan says he is not going to run for president in 2024.
I think we certainly went off in the wrong direction, and we're not back on track. It's going to take a while. We're not there yet. I would say the party of Reagan is not dead, and neither is the party of Trump.
Now, last night outside the nation's capital at CPAC, the former president took a shot at Joe Biden, saying his withdrawal from Afghanistan paved the way for Putin to invade Ukraine last year.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Lawmakers are raising concerns over transportation safety. This after last month's Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, involving toxic chemicals, and another train derailment yesterday not involving hazardous material. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan talked about it on ABC's This Week.
The key issue from my perspective, not just on trains, but certainly on aviation, is I agree with Senator Brown on it shouldn't take a disaster to have good oversight legislation to make sure that we have a safe rail system, but really importantly that I've been focused on, George, is a safe aviation system.
A bipartisan proposed safety bill looks to include more safety requirements for trains carrying hazardous materials, along with higher fees for safety violations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another round of layoffs began for workers at FedEx Freight. Fox's Jeff Manasso with the story.
FedEx Freight enacting another round of what it calls temporary furloughs in some U.S. markets today through the end of May. The shipping giant says to align its workforce with operational requirements. Some employees will be offered transfers to other markets, and we're told that furlough workers will continue to receive benefits and incentives. No word on how many of FedEx Freight's tens of thousands of workers will be furloughed. More than 12,000 lost their jobs or left through attrition since last summer. Amid plummeting demand, resource consolidation, and efforts to boost revenues. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman accused of the disappearance and death of her 10-year-old adopted son has been extradited from Georgia to Arizona to face charges. Buckeye police say 54-year-old Crystal Wilson was booked into jail yesterday on suspicion of abandonment or concealment of a dead body. She told authorities in 2016 her son had run away from their home after she put him to bed. His skeletal remains were found nearly 2 years later. A bill has been introduced in Colorado's state legislature seeking to ban so-called assault weapons. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
The Democrat-sponsored bill prohibits a person from manufacturing, purchasing, or selling an assault weapon, as well as rapid-fire trigger activators. This Colorado bill defines assault weapons as certain semi-automatic rifles, rifles with fixed large-capacity magazines, or 50-caliber rifles. Gun show vendors and licensed firearms dealers who violate the law would face civil penalties. Anyone who violates the rapid-fire trigger activator provision would face a Class 2 misdemeanor. Colorado Republicans were quick to react to this proposed legislation, tweeting, "Democrats are coming for your Second Amendment rights to defend yourself in Colorado." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.